Lorette Funeral Chapel, serving families with the greatest of details.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 21 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock, 77 degrees at our studios. I'm going to have the opportunity and real privilege this morning to visit with Christina Bateman, the president of Vision Atlantic. Christina, good morning to you.
Good morning, Aaron.
It is a pleasure to get to meet you and visit with you this morning, Christina. I have to say I've been looking forward to this conversation for a while.
Yes, me too. Excited to talk about our futures.
A lot of great things going on. We could say through Southwest Iowa, really. Lot of exciting things that are going on. But I want you, Christina, if you would. Now, you are the board president, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And big picture, Vision Atlantic. Tell me about the big picture of Vision Atlantic, and then we'll dig in a little bit.
Sure, yeah. Vision Atlantic is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that several of us community members started, about 4 years ago, really to work on the economic development of Atlantic. And so the larger underlying issue that we're trying to address is, of course, our declining population.
Sure.
As with most communities in Southwest Iowa, our population has declined for a long time. And so we really just took a look to see what are the key things right now that we feel like we can do to address that issue. And so with that in mind, we built our first project, which is has three legs to this project. And one leg is housing. So we are working on a 49-acre housing development.
Okay.
The second piece is childcare. Of course, you have to have childcare in order to have families and people in the workplace. And so we're going to build a new child development center. And then the third piece is expanding quality of life amenities. And we're going to do that through an expansion and renovation to our existing YMCA facility.
So, Christina, these are big projects you're talking about here. When you were looking at these projects and you were putting together, how did you think this is how we're going to tackle this? This is, you know, did you say 40 acre? I think it's called the Camblin Hills Development. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That this is taking
Camblin
place?
Hills.
Yeah. How many homes are we talking?
We are going to build 142 new housing units, and we're projecting to do that over the next 4 years.
Now, is that through single family and multifamily dwellings? Is it all single family dwellings? Tell me about that a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to have some different unit types in the housing development. So we're going to have some smaller single family homes. Those will be about 1,250 square feet to 1,373 square feet on the main level, with a full unfinished basement below, a two-car garage, and each of all of those, we have three different floor plans for those. They each have three bedrooms on the main floor, two baths, and then in the basement, they're all designed so that if you do finish the basement, there's egress windows and you can have five bedrooms, even in those smaller units. So a lot of possibilities there for families. So that's one type. We're going to also be building some larger single family homes that should be starting here the next month. Those are going to be between probably 1,800 and 2,000 square feet on the main floor, full unfinished basement below with a three-car garage.
Okay.
We are also doing some duplexes, what we would call Atlantic condos, the one shared wall, some more of those types of housing units. And we're going to add a new housing unit style for Atlantic. We're going to build, starting next year, we're going to build some three-story townhomes like you would see going into Des Moines or Omaha as well. So those are the units that we are going to build and then sell to people who want to buy them.
I'm sorry, Christina. Where are we at in that process of building construction that may be complete, or where are we at in the overall scope of that?
So where we're kind of at is we did go ahead and put in all the infrastructure to all 49 acres. So roads, water, sewer, dirt work, that is all complete on all 49 acres. And then for building the actual homes, we are in year one. And in year one, we have scheduled to build 48 different housing units. We have 41 of those units up already, with seven more to be built, and those would be the custom homes this year. Yeah. So, and I'd also mention that this new housing development, Camblin Hills, we're going to have over 2 miles of biking and walking trails that will be throughout the development, as well as a public park. And then the new child development center will also be within the housing development. So it's going to be a real great new neighborhood with lots of different things for families and older folks and just and everyone. So we're really excited to be able to offer this. Atlantic hasn't had a major housing development since 1978. So definitely something that's needed in our community. And, you know, again, hopefully with the new home, the idea is that people who might be here already, who might like to purchase something newer, they can purchase these. And then, of course, that frees up their existing homes within the community that might be a little bit older, but great for, you know, a beginning family or someone who might need something more affordable at this stage in their life.
So if someone's listening and they're saying, okay, they're picturing Atlantic, the Camblin Hills development itself is located where? South, east, north, west? Where is it located generally within Atlantic?
The southeast corner.
Okay.
So if you know where the high school is,
we are
just to the south of the high school.
Okay.
So
very cool.
Great location. I mean, you can walk to the high school, you can walk to the elementary schools, lots of hills kind of in this area. So it makes for some great walkout basements and some nice views. So yeah, just a super great location here in our community.
What kind of dollars are we talking in that project that are the estimated dollars are involved in that or what, Christina?
So for the whole development, we had originally projected probably it'll be $48 million of housing that will be built. That number probably now looks more like it's going to end up to be in that $65 million range
over the
next 4 years.
This is a big project. You mentioned the child care center. Let's talk about that for a second. Tell me what's planned there and what are you looking at there? How many kiddos? Are you fundraising? Is it fully funded? Talk to me about that project.
Yeah, so kind of how we're approaching the daycare and the Y expansion is that we are fundraising for all of that in our community. So our fundraising goal is $39 million. And again, that's mostly for the Child Development Center and the Y expansion, although we are fundraising a little bit for housing as well. So all the data shows from the Iowa Women's Foundation that the first thing that young families look for when they decide what community they're going to call home is there quality, affordable childcare?
Yes.
And of course, if you have kids or grandkids or are familiar with childcare at all, you recognize there's three main challenges in childcare. One, there's not enough open spaces. Their data, the Iowa Women's Foundation's data, shows that in 2023, Cass County was lacking nearly 1,200 childcare spaces just in our county.
Wow.
So one, we have a capacity issue. There's not enough childcare available for families. The second concern with childcare is that it's not affordable to families. You know, if you have more than one child, sometimes it's not even worth it for the second spouse to go into the workforce because you're just paying for taxes. So affordability is the second piece of childcare. And then, of course, the wages of the staff that work there. You know, these staff are raising the kids and taking care of our most precious assets. And child care workers are in the three lowest paid professions in the state of Iowa. So lots of challenges with child care. So kind of what we're doing to address all those challenges with child care is, again, we're building this new child development center. It will house up to 300 kids, which triples our child care capacity in Atlantic. That will be for child care during the day, before and after school child care, summer child care for school age kids, as well as preschool care. So we're going to work on the capacity by this expansion. The second piece addressing the affordability to families is that I think, as all your listeners know, the Charles E. Lakin Foundation has really provided a great opportunity for all the communities in Southwest Iowa. And so what we're doing with our fund that we get, you know, we have a fund that we can borrow from to build the houses and build essential commercial development. That fund also throws off a grant, essentially, annually. And our board, the Vision Atlantic Board, has decided to take all those funds and commit that to reducing the cost of childcare, to the people who attend the center, as well as increase the wages of the staff that work there. So we're not only building more spaces, but we're going to work to make that more affordable to families through this grant, as well as increase the wages of the staff that work there so we can attract and retain, you know, good quality staff to love and take care of these kids.
That's awesome.
So really, it's just an amazing opportunity that we've had that the Charles E. Lakin Foundation has offered us. And our local community has stepped up, too. So yeah. With our fundraising goal of $39 million, we've been fundraising for just about 2.5 years, and we have just over $36.4 million in signed pledges.
Wow.
The Charles E. Lakin Foundation has committed $8.6 million in grant funding, which is just incredible. It really helped us get this project off the ground and make it doable for people in our community. But then our local community members have also stepped up tremendously. So our lead local donor here in Atlantic is First Whitney Bank. They've committed $2.5 million. And then we've had lots of families and other businesses who have stepped up and seen that this could really create generational change for our community and have, you know, committed a generational type gift. Of course, the municipalities have stepped up too. So the city, the county, all those entities within our community have provided significant funding as well.
Wow.
So we're just really grateful to live in a great community where people really step up and have supported us.
Christina Bateman with me, president of Vision Atlantic. So when would you hope to begin construction with the child care center? You have a date or a tentative time schedule with that?
Yeah, we are hoping to take that out for bid by late this summer. And then hopefully we can have a fall construction start date at this time. So we're about there. We're working with the USDA. Zach Nunn allocated some funds towards the Child Development Center. So we have to work with the USDA, which is great, but that takes a little bit of time. So once that's ready to go, then we will take it out for bid again, hopefully this summer, and start constructing hopefully late this fall. Construction should take 18 to 24 months, and then the center could be open.
Okay. Do you have an idea how many kiddos you'll be able to serve with the child care center?
Yes, it'll be licensed for over 300.
Okay,
just over 300 kids.
Very good. So you have another. We're not finished, Christina. We're not finished at all.
No.
Let's swing around to the why. Let's talk about the why. What's going on there?
Sure. So the other piece that we're looking at is again expanding quality of life amenities. Debbie Durham, director of the Iowa Economic Development Authority, has stated that quality of life and placemaking is just as important as the business and tax climate now for the for communities in the state of Iowa. And so if you don't have these things, then people don't choose your communities. There's a lot more flexibility with work, and people can sometimes now live in one community and work for a company in, say, you know, California or wherever it is. So they look for the housing, the child care, and then they look for what can I do in my spare time? What can my family do in our spare time?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we're looking at addressing this by adding on to our existing YMCA, which was built in 2004. Great facility, offers an indoor pool, which we didn't have before that. But really, the idea is that traditionally only 29% of people anywhere will ever join a health and wellness facility for that specific purpose. And so the YMCA board here in Atlantic did a lot of studies. We went to a 40-mile radius outside of Atlantic, talked to folks here and outside of here, and said, hey, what are you looking for in recreation and quality of life? And so the things that we are adding are those things that people are saying that they want, and really trying to find something to meet the needs of the other 70% essentially of our community. So a lot of the spaces that are going to be added on in the facility revolve around social spaces. We know there's a lot of social isolation with youth, with older folks. And so just trying to really connect people and be the community hub. So we'll have, for example, we'll have a space that has pool tables, a golf simulator, ping pong, sofas, tables, TVs, where people can hang out, socialize there. We'll have a separate space similar for older folks. We are going to build a community patio, which is kind of like if you've ever been to Smash Park in Des Moines or Omaha. It's kind of like a mini Smash Park.
Okay.
We'll have fire pits outside, sitting. We'll have a container bar. People can have food. We'll have green grass where people can have, you know, concerts or plays. We'll have pickleball court, basketball court outside. So doing that. Other things that we'll be doing in the YMCA expansion include a children's museum. So we're going to put a children's museum in there. We will have an e-gaming space. E-gaming is real popular now. You can go to, you know, college and get a degree in it. So we'll have spaces for that. Expanded kitchen spaces for community meals, you know, things like Rotary clubs, things like that, where families can rent them out and have a family dinner. And of course, expanding our recreation facilities as well. So workout facilities. And then another piece of it is we did lose our movie theater here in Atlantic a few years ago. So we are going to put a multi-purpose space in where we can seat about 60 to 70 people for a movie theater, but that can also be used for e-gaming competitions or lectures or things of that nature. So, yeah, it's going to be real exciting to see this come to life and to be able to offer different opportunities to other people in our community through the Y expansion.
This is, I'm going to say bold, Christina. This is a bold endeavor. And it's pretty, we're approaching $100 million in investment with the projects that we've just talked about, is what it sounds like to me. We're in that,
In
that $100 million ballpark. I think it is, and your group, Vision Atlantic, you got together and said, we need to make things better, and this is what we're going to do. A lot of study, a lot of effort, a lot of work, and here we are. It's happening, so. And you mentioned the Charles Lakin and the Revitalized Southwest Iowa Fund. Now, where are we at with that? That's part of this, right? But it's certainly not all of it. Of the hundred, I'm using that term loosely, Christina, $100 million in investment, it covers part of it, but not all of it. So what's taking place with the rest of that? Just through community partners and businesses and organizations? Or how does that look?
Yeah. Again, we've been fundraising for about $39 million right now.
Yeah.
And have gotten grant funds from, like I mentioned, the Lakin Foundation, separate from the Revitalized Southwest Iowa funds. And then, again, the city, the county, Zach Nunn with some federal dollars there, a lot of local businesses and families have just stepped up and committed that. And as I mentioned, we've got about $36.4 million in signed pledges. So we've only got about $2.5 million left, which seems maybe big, but it's we're coming down on it. We have a plan, you know, for going forward. There's, once you get to 90% fundraised, you can apply for the CAT grant, which is the State Community Attraction and Tourism Grant. So we're hoping we can apply for that and get some significant funding from that for the YMCA piece. And, you know, again, just have generous people in our community, and we're just so thankful to live in such a great community that supports us.
It's pretty remarkable, is it not? I mean, that is awesome. You're the president of the board. How many board members do you have?
We have 6 board members right now. 2 of our founding board members have passed away, Bob Camblin and Keith Harlan. They were with us from the beginning, helped us create it, but have since passed away. Camblin Hills is named for Bob.
Sure.
He and I are kind of the ones that initially thought of Vision Atlantic along with some of the others. And then Keith Harlan recently passed away as well. And we're going to name one of the sets of condo units after and for Keith. So blessed with that. So we have the board, which is volunteer. But then we also have 70 other community members who are volunteering their time for this project. Many of them are over 2 years. Meeting consistently and volunteering. You know, we have a marketing committee. We have 4 different fundraising committees. We have a construction committee, people who work in construction but who help kind of oversee the construction pieces. So, again, just really blessed with people who recognize the significance of this opportunity for us and have stepped up with their time, talents, and treasures to help make this happen.
So 4 years ago, Christina, you're around thinking we need to do something. Let's put together this committee and let's see what we can come up with. And here you are with this. It's happening. You know, construction is taking place. Deadlines are being met. Do you ever just think this is more than I ever hoped that it would be? Or pinch yourself and say, is this real? Does he ever just step back and look at what has happened in 4 years?
Oh, yeah. It's just, it's really incredible. I think when we're done, we're going to stop and say, how did we do this? But honestly, I'll share with you kind of how it started from our perspective was we were working specifically with housing, there was a housing committee and, you know, maybe 25 members of the community were meeting with that. We've kind of done the Iowa State housing study and knew we needed to expand housing. Several of us, including myself, went and talked around to some of the local farmers who had land on the edge of town. And,
yeah.
And one farmer was ready to sell. And so we were real fortunate that Bob Gamblin secured an option on that. And then the city went ahead and purchased that for us because we had not formed Vision Atlantic yet. So the city went ahead and purchased the land for us and held it. And then as a part of their contribution, they sold it back to us for $1 once Vision Atlantic was up and running. And
gosh.
Really fortunate there. The pieces kind of came into play. But then as we formed Vision Atlantic, that would have been in the fall of 2022. We, you know, again, we're focusing mostly on housing, and we were hoping to maybe do a fourth of this development, you know, like maybe 20, 30 houses. And we actually reached out to the Lakin Foundation just to inquire about an infrastructure grant for like the roads and dirt. And if you look at their mission statement, you know, that doesn't really fit their necessarily their mission statement. But we reached out, you know, never hurts to give a call. And basically, we had a Zoom call with them and kind of explained what we were doing and that we needed childcare too, but we didn't have this. And the Y was looking to expand. And, you know, basically, Steve Wild said, well, maybe we can help you with all three pieces. And so with that conversation, we just built on that and were able to put together this larger project that included childcare and the YMCA expansion and of course expanded housing more than we were planning on doing. So it's definitely something that grew beyond what we had ever really imagined, but just so thankful for this opportunity to get this done for our community and see what happens from here. I think a lot of good things are going to happen outside of this. You know, when people can see a community investing in themselves, maybe a company in the next, you know, 5 years or so will look at us and say, hey, this is great. They're investing in themselves. Maybe we can invest here as well. And then maybe that creates new jobs going into the future and things of that nature. So really excited to see what good things come out of this going forward, even in the next 5 to 10 years.
I think there'll be some wonderful. That is just, it's a remarkable story, Christina. It really is. If people want to learn more about Vision Atlantic, about the projects that you have, if they want to know how they contribute to this project, how do they reach out to you? To your board, what's the proper way to reach out?
Yeah, they can. I would encourage everyone to check out our website, visionatlantic.org. You can go on there and find all the contact information. But we also have the three projects listed at the top. So if you go into the Camblin Hills section, you can scroll to the bottom of that Camblin Hills page, and there's an interactive map. It shows the whole development. And you can click on each lot and you can see what floor plan is going to be built there, what the price is going to be. Or that we do have some lots too, but if you want to build your own home, people can buy lots right now, build their own home. So check out the website. There's also fly-throughs of each of the child care center and the YMCA expansion on there. So you can kind of get a glimpse of what those facilities will look like. But yes, or you can reach out to me directly via email. visionatlanticiowa@gmail.com is my email address. Or if you want to give me a jingle, my phone number is on there too. So feel free to reach out. I can connect you with, you know, whoever has the knowledge of the specific things that you're, want to inquire about. So,
you know, a lot of people, Christine, you talk about good things happening and what happens in 5 years, but I know that just from my conversations with people that I have, a lot of people are watching what's going on in Atlantic right now. You've caught a lot of attention because this is, like you said, population loss and population decline is something that all of our communities have talked about and dealt with. But this is like, this is what we're going to do. And there, I think a lot of people, you caught a lot of people's attention by just, you know, kind of taking the bull by the horn, so to speak, and just really making something happen. I think it's awesome. So, and I would encourage people to reach out. Anything else, Christina? And by the way, again, Christina Bateman with me, president of Vision Atlantic. What else do we need to be aware of, Christina, that we haven't touched on?
Well, I would just encourage everyone, if you say, well, you know, maybe you're in a community outside of the Lakin Foundation areas that they're serving or something like that, I would just encourage everyone to, the key is to, we were ready for the opportunity when it came. So we had already done all the studies on the why, you know, we had kind of identified what we needed, and you never know when an opportunity is going to happen. We never dreamed again this opportunity would would pop up when it did, but it did, and we were ready for it. And so never be afraid to ask and be prepared for your blessing when it comes, and it will come. I would also just add that, you know, probably the biggest thing is you just have to have the belief.
Yeah.
This seems like something that couldn't happen in a community of 6,800 people, but if you know you need it, and if you know you got good people who might support you if you could get it done, just believe and start to take the steps to move forward, and it works itself out eventually. So just believe, do the work, and be prepared for your blessing when it comes.
Very good. Christina, it's a pleasure to visit with you, and hopefully we can visit again sometime in the future. It's been most enjoyable, and again, truly remarkable project. Hats off to everyone involved, and it sounds like there are a lot of people that have made it happen, but hats off to you, and hopefully we can visit again in the future.
Yes, would love that, Aaron. Thanks for having me today. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Make it a great day, Christina. Pleasure to visit with you.
Yep, you too.
Christina Bateman with me this morning again. Vision, what a project. Go check that out. Go to their website, check it out, and learn more about that project. And they are moving and shaking and getting things done. That is for sure. It's 5 minutes past the hour, 11 o'clock.
KCSI FM.